Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being blessed, about how God's work in our life is a blessing. But more specifically, taking a look at the Beatitudes, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus declares that you're blessed under some circumstances that, well, probably did not seem like blessed circumstances to the people then any more than they do now. And so today we're going to focus in on that second period of blessing. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We talked about that Sunday. The recognition that this act of mourning is not simply a process that we go through for ourselves, but it's part of the process that brings comfort. And when we listen to the words of Jesus, when we understand his desire and the desire of God that we read in his word, we find woven throughout scripture a comfort. A God's desire to comfort those who are brokenhearted, those who are distraught, those who are discouraged. And there are times where God comforts individuals through miraculous means. I think of Elijah in despair. And God sends an angel and gives instruction for Elijah to sleep, to rest, and to take nourishment, to be prepared. But most of the time, as people are in need of comfort, God sends other people to do the comforting. And in fact, Paul writes and tells us that we ought to comfort others with the same comfort that we ourselves have received from God. And just like the characters in the Bible, there are times where God, by his Spirit, comforts us directly. There's probably more times in your life and in my life when God comforts us through the efforts of others. And it's with that same comfort that we ourselves comfort others, because God has shown us how to do it. But generally, we don't even think about comforting those that, well, don't need comforted, as if there are those that don't need comforted. It's those that we see mourning. It's those that we see experiencing the effects of loss in their life that visually and emotionally prompts us to do something. But the same is true for us as an individual. When we mourn, when we grieve loss, not for the purpose of being noticed, but simply because of the nature of the loss, people do notice. the ones that are watching, the ones that are paying attention, the ones that care. And because they care, their desire is to provide comfort. We're good at hiding, masking our pain, our loss, our brokenheartedness. We convince ourselves, and sometimes others have convinced us, that nobody wants to see that sorrow, that sad face, that downtrodden spirit. And so we wear the mask. We say everything's fine. And then we sit back and wonder why nobody cares. Why there's no one to comfort us. I think of Job as he mourned the loss, the great loss. Not only of his stuff, but of family members. And while they didn't get it right necessarily or do it well, there were friends that noticed, that sat with him. And sometimes we focus so much on their misguided information that we miss. Before they spoke, before they said anything, they spent days just sitting with Job, being there for him. Sometimes our presence in the lives of others can be more meaningful than our misguided words. But the good news is, if our presence is genuine, our misguided words, as misguided as they might be, can also be helpful. Because we all know, we all experience the awkwardness in the midst of mourning, in the midst of grief, of figuring out exactly what is the right thing to say. And because we've all said the wrong thing, we understand. And we count the presence as more valuable than the words. And when we take our mask off, when we reveal the loss, not for the purpose of getting something from someone, but for the purpose of being genuine, God says we'll be comforted. And the greatest comfort we can ever receive is when we're genuine with God, when we take our mask off, when we mourn and grieve the loss of innocence, when we acknowledge sin in our life. God comforts us with His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness, His power to be transformed. And because God comforts us, we too can comfort others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be comforted in the midst of our loss. You give us Your Spirit. You give us people as part of our kingdom family. You give us examples. Examples in Scripture, examples in our own life of those who excel at comforting others. And so, God, help us to learn. To learn from the comfort that we ourselves receive so that we, too, may comfort others. Help us to be genuine with one another, to be genuine with you when we do experience loss and we mourn and we grieve. And we need to be comforted. But also help us pay attention to those signs of grief, the signs of mourning in the lives of others, that we would be involved in that process through our presence. Help us to not put our foot in our mouth so often, but to speak with gentleness and wisdom, with kindness and compassion, with understanding if we have it, and with honesty when we don't understand. Father, today, may we mourn the loss of purity and innocence in our own life, in the life of our community, and in our world, so that we would find comfort in your forgiveness, in your transformation of our life, in the work of Jesus, in purifying us from all unrighteousness by his blood. And Father, as we mourn, as we comfort, as we are comforted, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.